Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
I look forward to chatting with everybody, but especially Jess Moskaluk. I'm so pumped about today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. It feels like we chatted kind of at the beginning of all this craziness, and then we haven't for a while because we have nothing to chat about. I know, like, my mom, God love her, wants me to call her every few days to check in, but it's getting to the point now where I'm sort of reliving stuff through TV shows now. I don't know if you've gotten to that point, but that's what we talk about is...
Yeah, I know. And like music videos and stuff too. It's like, oh, remember when restaurants?
Yeah. Do you remember when we went out to eat 3 years ago?
Yeah, it feels like 3 years ago.
So you had I want to go back a little bit. You had a weird March last year because you had a number one song and then everything got locked down. What a conflict of emotions and feelings, right? Back then.
Yeah. I mean, it really was because we were on tour as well, but not only were we on tour, but we were on a tour that was starting to really get good, and I was super excited. And then I got my very first number one, which is something that I've been waiting for so long. And in true Jess Moskaluk luck, the whole world just happened to shut down when I finally got my very first number one. So we didn't even really get to play it live. Like, we've hardly played Country Girls live. We really haven't had the chance to do that.
You were part of my New Year's celebration because I saved one of the I toasted your number one with one of the bottles of wine that you sent me.
Good.
But I did save one for New Year's. That's fantastic stuff. I hope you still have some.
Well, no, obviously mine's long gone, but I did buy more because I couldn't resist. Do you remember? Did you try the rosé or there was a sparkling rosé and a regular sparkling?
I have done both of those. I think I did the rosé for your number one, and I think just the sparkling for New Year's.
Yeah, that sounds appropriate because the rosé is my favorite.
Yeah, I figured.
So you chose right.
Yeah, well, you have to celebrate your number one. Going for another number one, we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but I wanted to talk to you have obviously had some time on your hands to do some things. Let's step away from music for a little bit. You actually are doing other things than music right now to keep yourself busy.
Yeah, I've never been a sit at home on the couch kind of person, so this has been a little bit challenging. Although I have done a little bit of couch sitting, not very much, but it's been enjoyable when I do. But yeah, I've always found ways to occupy my time. So I recently released a second eyewear collection with my friends over at Jimmy Mack. So we've got 8 new sets of frames that you can get as prescription glasses, non-prescription, sunglasses, blue light, you name it, we've got it. And also I started a new kind of business venture, I guess, called Handpicked by Jess, which is a carefully curated box full of like some of my favorite products from some of my favorite brands. So I've been wanting to do that for years and finally had the time to do that now.
So give me an example. If I ordered something from your collection, what would I be getting?
Well, you can't because it's sold out already.
Telling me about it now. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, there's going to be another one. Okay. We're going to do them we're thinking probably 3 times a year. They're a lot of work. But the first box sold out in just under 2 minutes. It included some makeup items, coffee. There were some hair products. What else did we have in there? All kinds of really fun things. So we're working on putting together the second one right now.
And do people know what they're getting, or is it just like a care pack? Like, I tell you what, if I order one, I'm not even going to look and see what's in it. If you do tell people, I'd like to be surprised. I love getting care packages.
Yeah. And you know what? I did too. So, and some people don't. So it was kind of hard to find the balance. I wanted to find the balance between both. So I did put out some teasers of a few of the items on my social media. And I was like, okay, warning, if you don't want to know what's in your box, skip through the next 4 slides. But if you do, here's what's going to be.
Because I don't at all. I don't even care what it is in a box. If it comes, I am pumped, and it I could have like the most important things in the world to do, and if a box comes to my house, everything goes on pause. It's like,
pfft. I'm the same. It's so fun to get mail. So yeah, it was really cool. Like the boxes themselves were gorgeous. So like right around Christmas time, it was perfect. You didn't even have to wrap it. Like they came in this really pretty floral kind of box that can be reused and everything. And oh, there was a vinyl in it as well. I released a vinyl this year.
And your vinyl sold out almost as quick, right? Like it doesn't take long to sell stuff that you're putting out. I don't know, you know.
Yeah. I think we sold out of the vinyl, but I could be wrong with that. But it is a really limited edition, so once they're gone, they are gone. We're not going to print anymore. So they've been going really well.
You have a new album coming out, which is remarkable. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? And then you're doing something I don't think I've seen done before. You're including some demos on it as well.
Yeah, so the album itself is actually called The Demos. And the whole thing behind that is, well, for those of the listeners who might not know what a demo is, when songwriters write a song, they have to have some kind of version of that song available that day for copyright purposes, to learn the songs, whatever. So sometimes it's just like singing into an iPhone, and sometimes you have a rough produced version of the song that you can take home. So when this whole pandemic started, I had no idea how I was going to be able to like get into a writing room with other people to write new songs. We couldn't get into studios anywhere. So I really didn't know how or if I was going to be able to put out a new album at all, but really wanted to. So what I did was I dug through my catalog of songs that I had written but never released. And there were so many songs that were so close to being on an album, but maybe didn't make it because it was too similar to a different song in title or something, or maybe that song just didn't fit with the other collection, but it was always songs that I'd loved and regretted not releasing. And a lot of these songs, the demos were pretty good. So I thought, why don't we just beef these demos up a little bit, add some other layers of instruments and pretty them up a little bit and get them ready for radio. And that's exactly what we did. So this album is called The Demos because of that. And like you'd mentioned, we also included before versions of the demos on a few of the tracks, just so that people can hear what it's like when we write a song that day versus what it's like by the time they get to hear it on the radio.
That is really exciting. And I'm looking, February 19th, is that the date? Did I get that right?
It is. Yeah, that's right.
Look at that. It'll sell very quickly. If past performance is any sign, it'll sell crazy. So we're pretty pumped about that.
I sure hope so. Thank you.
So, let's go to Map Dot now, which is hopefully going to be your next number one song. And I remember, when we first heard it, I kept telling you probably 30 times. It was my favorite one that you played for us. and it still is. It's still one of my favorites of those three. You played all three of your recent singles for us. Is it still the most special for you as well? Because it sort of is maybe more about your childhood, or where you grew up, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, every song is special for a totally different reason. Like Country Girls being my first number one is obviously a massive milestone and stepping stone to me. So that will always hold a special place in my heart. Halfway Home was the very first song that I had written after I got married. So that's kind of a cool little, you know, moment in time. But Map Dot, rather, is just in terms of the content of the song itself, it is incredibly special to me. And there are some little, you know, kind of Easter eggs in there that people from my hometown will know what I'm talking about, that make it even that much more special, especially for, you know, people that do know what I'm talking about that are like, oh yeah, that's that shop that she's talking about. And oh, I know which bar that is. And, you know, it's kind of cool to have those specifics. It was really important to me to have some specific visuals in there.
Well, it works, and I think it has a shot. I think it has a shot. Now,
I'm not going to. I hope so.
I know the Reclaws will tell you not to listen to me because we did a podcast, and I had said, and their song was On the Verge, and it got beat out by Luke Combs by like just a few spins, and I was like, guys, you guys should celebrate your number one, right? And they're like, oh, right on, and then they didn't. So don't believe me, but I think it has a shot.
Don't jinx me, Shiloh.
I know. All right. And I got to ask you too. So you're obviously spending tons of time at home. What about Clay? Is Clay home a lot or is he not home? What's his story?
Well, Clay works in the oil industry, so he's an essential worker. So he's still at work every day. But he doesn't work on the road. So he's home every night, if that makes sense. So yeah, he's home a lot, but not as much as I've been. So that's a definite role reversal for us.
Yeah, I bet that's so strange. So weird. Gina works out of the house as well. And there are some days that you're just like, oh man, I don't know if we could do it. Like if we both worked at home, I mean, it's great sometimes, but I think if we both worked at home, it would be really tough sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it is challenging. I know there have been a few times where Clay's on days off and he wants to do whatever he wants to do in the house. And I'm like, but I'm not off. Like I have to be doing interviews and I kind of need it quiet in at least this part of the house. So we've kind of had to learn to work around that, but he's awesome. He totally understands and appreciates what I do. And, you know, sometimes if I'm on a Zoom call or something, he'll pop in to say hi if he knows whoever I'm talking to. But other than that, he's pretty good to let me kind of have my space when I'm working.
I was working because I didn't know how long it was going to last. I did set everything up in my kitchen for the first little while until I realized we were going to be a while. And I have an office to now, but when Gina was off sometimes she'd be like making food or baking or coming out and getting coffee. And I'm like, you know, I'm right here and I'm trying to, you know, I don't know. But,
at least bring me a muffin or something.
Yeah. Like if you're going to come out here. So has it been, because you guys are still newly ish married, and you are coming off, a time when you're on the road a lot, has it been such a great time as well? And not that this has been a blessing, but I mean, for a new relationship, just to have some time to develop that must be so great in some ways.
Yeah. You know what? It has. And I've really been, not taking a second of that for granted. Like I know that it's not the best time in the world and there's some pretty serious, you know, things out there. And there are a lot of people that are not doing as well as we are. So I feel bad saying that. But at the same time, I really want to not take for granted this time at home. And, you know, Clay and I have been together for, this year will be 10 years that we've been together, married for, it'll be three. And
is it three, really? Holy crap.
It will be. It's three in August.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But this is the longest amount of consecutive like days in a row that we've been able to spend together in those 10 years. This is like, I mean, but in 15 years, this is the longest time I've been at home. So, it's been awesome. And if there have been a few times, like we were doing a puzzle the other night because we're 180 and he looked at me and he's like, isn't it great that you've been home for like 10 months and we really haven't fought? And I was like, so that was kind of nice.
And then,
too.
You fought over really the puzzle because he wouldn't do the damn corners first, right? Like that's what happened.
Well, he went to bed and I finished the puzzle.
Okay. So. do you guys watch the same TV shows? Are you guys into that? Like, do you guys have to have separate watching time?
A little bit of both, because if I'm home during the day, if I'm not, you know, on the phone or whatever, if I'm just like answering emails and stuff, I like to have something playing in the background. So I have some shows that I sort of watch on my own, but there are a handful of shows that we watch together.
What is one that you're watching separately and one you're watching together?
One that we're watching together, although he falls asleep, so I got ahead of him, but the one we're watching together is Kingdom on Netflix. Okay. It's a show about MMA fighters, which is really random for us, but Nick Jonas is in it and it's super good.
That's a great couples show. It just sounds like it's one of those, I'm just kidding, but maybe that's why you're not fighting. Yeah. You're not fighting because you're watching fighting on TV. So
maybe. I never thought of it that way. You could be right, my friend.
And then what are you watching on your own?
I mean, usually what I watch on my own is stuff that's just like background stuff that I don't have to pay attention to. So it's usually like Family Guy, which I've seen hundreds of times. Or like Archer or something silly like that.
I just love having that on in the back. I'm with you. If I'm downstairs, I don't have TV up here cause I'd never get anything done. But if I am downstairs just doing emails or whatever, I love to have the background on. So, that's awesome.
Yeah, me too. And something just one liners where you can laugh even though you don't really know what the storyline is off the top of your head.
The album's coming out. And then are you going to be able to do any live stuff to support it? Or is that still, we don't know yet. Still kind of holding off.
Well, yes and no. Obviously, the actual live in-person stuff, we don't know yet. And it's so different from province to province that it's really challenging to put together anything right now. So we're going to wait until everybody's numbers go down, until it's safer to do so for that. But in the meantime, I really wanted to do an album launch party. So what we're going to do is pre-record some shows live, me and the band. We're going to pre-record some stuff to upload so that people can watch virtually. We're shooting that next week, so we're just finalizing the plan for.
You're gonna have to get dressed up.
I know.
Do you remember how? Is this is a big thing?
I know, and I don't know if I remember how to wear makeup because you don't really need it when you have a face mask on all the time.
No, man.
So I'm going to have to watch some YouTube videos or something.
Is this the first time you've seen the band in quite a while?
No, we have played a few shows here and there that were much smaller. We played a few in Sydney, BC, and we did a hotel socially distanced show back in July. So there have been a few shows, and we also pre-recorded for Telemiracle. So there have been a few things, but it's just not been live shows open to the public. So, and that being said, with everybody trying to keep numbers down, we are also trying to keep just numbers down within the band. So I haven't seen the whole band all year. I've just seen I'll just do acoustic sets so that we're not, 11 people on stage or something silly. So
I know it's tough, but I love the artists that are taking the responsibility and saying no to fans and also saying, hey, I'm going to keep myself and my bands and my crew separate as well. I love that. So
thanks. Yeah. It's been really challenging to kind of walk that line between, trying to give your fans something to look forward to and also trying to keep everybody as safe as possible. So we're doing the best we can.
Looking forward to demos coming out on the 19th. And I want to sign up for your next round of gifts or boxes or whatever your hand-picked.
You can sign up. There's an email list. So go to my website and sign up.
All right. Jess, thank you very much for doing this. Enjoy the rest of your day. And hey, have some fun recording next week.
Thank you so much. Nice to hear from you, Shiloh. Thanks for the chat.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.